Right in. That was Joe and Joe here on K-Chung Radio. This is Gabby with Crystalline Morphologies, and I have very special guests in studio today. I have Frederick and Joe of Extended Organ and Sassus here. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. Greetings. Yeah. You just put out a split album EP with Aaron Dilway.
Right.
As part of the Sassus record label release, the first one. Tell us about that.
Well, Sassus, the Society for the Activation of Social Space Through Art and Sound.
Woohoo!
Wow.
It's a 501c3 nonprofit that produces music events around Los Angeles.
Nice.
And a lot of them free. And is primarily dependent upon donations of kind people and getting grants from cities and other foundations. And at some point, somebody was advised us to start a business to keep a trickle of money flowing in. And we went along for many years trying to figure out what kind of business we could start. And we realized that we were in the business of producing music, so we decided to put out these kind of these records, and ideally for a year, that are very limited edition, 110 copies, and the covers are handmade by hopefully name brand artists, and then they're on 180 gram vinyl, and the A side is hopefully a name brand artist, musician, and the B side is a track from some live recording of a live performance that Sassus produced at some time in the past. They've been producing things for a dozen or so years. And the B side is chosen by the artist on the A side. So for our first release, we got Aaron Dilloway to give us something from a recording of a live performance of his, and he chose Extended Organ, a live performance from 2000, that's one of the few live performances recorded where Mike Kelly was a participant. He was, for too short a time, a member of Extended Organ. And so that's what this release is, and if I can read them, I'll tell you what the other three releases in this series are. It's Nels Klein, and he chose a Solid Eye performance for the B-side. And the cover is that's the best part.
The cover's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a Dave Muller silk screen that he tweaked the background on each printing, you know, each copy a little bit differently, and they're signed and numbered, and it's basically a print that's folded in half, so if you buy it, you can open it up and frame it, and you have a really nice Dave Muller print for really cheap.
Yeah.
And anyway, the second one is Nels Klein and Solid Eye, and a cover by Sterling Ruby, and the next one is Lee Rinaldo. He hasn't chosen the B-side, and Sharon Lockhart and Alex Slade are doing the cover. And then the last one is, for this series, is Julia Holter and Analia
Saban.
What? Yeah, I wrote the name on, but
yeah. Analia Saban, yeah.
Yeah. And she's doing the cover, and the B-sides on those last ones haven't been chosen yet. And anyway, it's a money-making thing, but really it's a
labor of love.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's, you know, great performances, great art, and if you're willing to pony up the bucks, it's well worth it.
But for original art, it's not expensive.
Yeah. It's really beautiful. So we have Joe brought in a copy here today that's really beautiful of the first record that we'll play shortly, and with the Dave Muller cover of a snake.
Oh, and Tom Rashawn designed the label logo and the center label.
Nice. So there's a lot of work that goes into these. The vinyl is very heavy. It's quite a platter. Can you tell me anything about the cover art here that Dave created with the snakes? It seems to reference
it's
Aaron's song,
I
Union
know,
of the Snakes.
Yeah, it just comes from the imagery and Aaron's piece.
Yeah, that's really great. It's like a mirrored snake image. I think it's a king snake. Not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a snake guy.
Could be a coral snake.
A coral snake, yeah. Just for the record, Joe is not a snake guy. Okay, so with this track from the live performance you did at Schindler House for one of the early sound concerts there, September 29, 2000, can you talk some about the performance? I vaguely remember it. I think I was there.
It was a very chaotic affair.
Yes.
Strangely enough, the other act on the bill was Solid Eye, and that's the recording that's going to be next.
Yeah.
That was a good night.
I just realized that.
Yeah, we had a lot of sound issues, and
Paul ended up in the bathroom.
He was performing in the bathroom.
Yeah, he performed in the bathroom.
Performing. While using the bathroom, or
because of
feedback
issues.
Oh, wow!
And I think his son Damon, was tweaking the sound.
Well, I think didn't Damon record it on the multi-track?
Yeah, I think so.
Joe and I bought a Roland multi-track recorder and started recording with it. So we use that, and I just remember it being terribly distressing. The only person I could really hear very well was Mike, who was on the floor playing next to me. And I'm pretty synced in with Joe because I've been playing with him for so long, so I wasn't too worried about that. But it turns out that it was a pretty good performance.
Yeah.
So
all the anxiety
really
pushed everyone.
So it's better sometimes, better not to hear what you're doing.
Yeah. It's a just disjointed space. You were in different rooms?
No.
Just Paul was separated.
We were out in one of the that big studio.
Right.
I forget whose studio it was, but
the main place that people always performed, right? That room.
Yeah.
Pauline's.
Yeah,
the one on the left when you go in. I think that was her studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was good, and I mean, a good performance, a good recording. It's mastered really well. Our part of it, and you know, Aaron's. I guess I didn't realize that Daniel Menchie remixed it. Aaron's, but it's a really nice performance too. And then ours, we were on top of our game because we had a couple of really good rehearsals before the performance. Mm-hmm. So we were tuned in, even though we couldn't hear each other.
Yeah, we played like three times that year. We really had
three chops
down. Yeah,
three whole times, three shows. Okay, so let's listen to Extended Organ Live excerpt from recorded live at the Sound. Sorry. It's been a long day of driving for me. I'm a little unwound at this moment. Recorded live at Sound at the Schindler House, September 29, 2000. It's a 10-minute, 11-second track.
Oh, my God. The first question of the day is always the most troubling. Like I said, they don't move. Just treat you.
To be understood.
To be understood. Realize is essential. To our children.
Yes.
So the more you press.
Thank you.
sounds. I'm saying a sticky one would get out of there. People don't like it. Things in your body and she rises.
We're back from the brink. From the brink of disaster here on Kaechung Radio with Extended Organ with Frederick Nielsen and Joe Potts talking to us about their piece that we just played from the Sassus Records Volume 1.1.
So that was that.
That was that. But you were just talking about, so I, you know. While listeners, while you're listening to the music, I ask questions, and then sometimes I repeat those questions, and sometimes I don't. But we were just talking about how Extended Organ functions, this notion of every set or every session, every performance, a new...
Yeah, it's, we're an improvising unit, so... Our rehearsals aren't rehearsals so much, more they're sessions, and so each piece is kind of starts and moves in its own direction and is different from whatever we did before. A lot of the rehearsals are kind of under the pretense of working out the kinks in our stuff technically, you know, to make sure everything's working, and but then they become performances in themselves. And so we try to record all the performances, all the sessions, as well as any performances, and that's how our first and only true LP was recorded, was through those sessions, and there's plenty more in the future if we ever get into the actual mixing part of it.
Okay, because you record all your performances and
hours and hours
everything.
Of recordings.
Yeah, they're like quadruple LP set.
Yeah, we all seem to have stuff we're doing though.
Yeah,
that gets requires like all of our time, except for those who have changed their lives recently.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Potts.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I'm still as busy or busier than ever.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about retirement.
Uh-huh.
Everybody tells you that you didn't think you had any time before you retired, and then after you retire, you really don't have any time.
Yeah.
But it's a different mindset. But anyway, we're also talking about the function of different members in extended organ, and I'm going to let Frederick repeat that because I talk too much before the rest.
Well, we were sort of analyzing that extended organ functions as a group, not just everybody sort of over, we've been doing this since for 20 years or so now, we all sort of fit a niche in the band, a role, whereas Joe plays a chopped octagon, which is a modification of a 60s optical sound reading disc loop player organ, and he took the guts out to create this droning instrument, and so he sort of sets a substrate of underneath a sort of a blanket on which we all build what we're going to do.
Okay.
I play very much into the deep frequencies.
Yeah.
I play bass keys and electronic instruments, working mostly in very deep realms, and in contrast, very high realms to high frequency things. So that opens all the middle for Paul's vocals. And Paul, initially Alex Stevens, mm-hmm. Joined the group right towards the end of the when Mike was in the mm-hmm. band still. Mm-hmm. Alex joined to help Paul control his sound, his vocal effects. And he's evolved, Alex has evolved into a player on his mm-hmm. own that adds his own textures. Paul doing strange vocal things that he does. Mm-hmm. And then Tom adding sort of sampling, looping, his homemade instruments, his springboard, stuff that he's been working with for decades, and he plays like a little toy electric guitar. Paul's picked that up at our last Mocha performance. Mm-hmm. Paul and Tom had a guitar battle that was pretty extraordinary.
In the rain?
That was the not the rain performance.
Oh, okay.
It was the next one.
The next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Mike's,
oh, right,
Mike
right.
Kelly's
yes,
tribute.
Yes. The memorial, yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of it. It's an evolving sound, but somehow I can listen to stuff that we recorded in the 90s, and I can listen to stuff we record now, and I recognize it as the same group. So there must be something that we're doing that is consistent.
Yeah, well, yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know all of the recordings, but a group that I relate to a lot in what we do is a Norwegian group called Super Silent.
Okay.
And they're from the cold north of Norway, but they do this kind of amorphous, sometimes very quiet, sometimes much more boisterous and grading kind of thing that I sort of relate to.
What was their name again?
Super Silent.
Super Silent.
Yeah. I know Tom's into them too, so.
Okay. We will check them out on future Crystalline Morphology show.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're from, do you know where they're from? Are they from Bergen or?
No, I think they're from
the north part of Norway.
Yeah.
Where there's a lot of snow.
Where it gets pretty cold,
yeah, it's pretty
and
cold.
Dark, or bright.
Quiet.
Yeah.
What else were we talking about? We were talking about recording, we were talking about changes to the plumbing store.
Yeah, and then talking about a couple of upcoming performances.
Yes, very exciting. That's right. Upcoming performances.
Well, next year, if you happen to be in Ghent around the beginning of June, there's an extended organ
festival,
sort of. Yeah, Frederick says they're building a festival around us.
That's my understanding.
And I forget who's organizing him, and I should remember.
Walter.
He's a great guy.
Walter Vandalich.
But
they're will be headlining, and they'll sort of developing the festival around what we do or things that relate to it in their conceptually. It's kind of like the lowest form of music festival that happened in London,
mm-hmm.
which was a 3-day music and art festival that was built around the idea of the Los Angeles Free Music Society, and had several LAFMS groups, but also touchstone groups that sort of related to us, or we related to Hijo Kaidan from Japan, and Capacitance from Japan played, and Morphosis, and it was, so it's in along those lines.
Yeah.
And then more locally, coming up at the Hammer Museum in
September, I think it's 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yeah.
It's going to be a, what's the festival? It's a...
Oh, they have some cryptic name for it, but it's a sound festival with people from, I guess, all over the... from out of the country and the other side of the country, and I know Genesis Peorage is on the bill, and Kim Gordon.
Right, and her new thing.
Right, so we're going to do a set, 11 of us from the Los Angeles Free Music Society, not Extended Organ, but...
Right.
Well, it's... If Paul actually shows up, then it will be everybody in Extended Organ. No, not Alex. It'd be four of us from Extended Oregon.
Right.
And plus Joseph Hammer, Vetsa, Rick
Dennis
and Jackie
Sanders.
From Smegma and the Tenses.
Mm-hmm. Dennis Duck.
Ace Farron Ford. And so it should be the whole gang
of
crazies. Yeah.
It's a, we do a thing when it's kind of a loose thing like that, where we kind of pluck members, and we call it the LAFMS shoe. It's like whatever will fit.
Uh-huh.
That's the LAFMS shoe. So I guess it's sort of a shoe performance.
Shoe.
Yeah, we did something similar at that Paramount Ranch Art Fair.
Oh yeah.
Over the weekend, and a smaller group, and then we had a larger group few years ago at the Getty for one of the receptions for Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we did the shoe. That's where the shoe originated.
Yeah, I think that was 7 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
It shrinks and grows.
Yeah.
The
blob.
The blob. Very appropriate. So the festival or showcase is called All the Instruments Agree. An exhibition or a concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they mentioned some kind of an exhibition, but, I mean, it's still coming together, I think.
Conceived as an exhibition in the form of a concert.
Oh,
they were talking... The continuous program of performances.
They were talking about having some sound-related objects there, too, but I don't know if that panned
sounds great.
Out.
All sounds good. Yeah, so... listeners, if you'd like to learn more about it, there's a Facebook event page for that under the Hammer Museum. It's September 26th and 27th. And it says tickets available, but I anticipate that it's actually free, because the Hammer is free. And really great list of artists. I think that they keep adding to the Facebook event listing too, so I think it will be updated continuously until the show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Two stages.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Rock and roll.
Yep, yep. It's going to be a festival.
Pretty. It'll be continuous as much as possible.
Yeah.
So, one stage will be breaking down, setting up while the other one's performing, and then switch over.
Switch over, back and back. And do you have? Is it those two performances you have coming up? Ghent and the Hammer.
Yeah,
the only thing I'm involved with right now.
That's about it.
Okay.
I don't have anything confirmed. I have
nothing
some
confirmed.
Iffy
nothing
things,
denied.
But
right.
I'll have to get back to you on those.
Okay, okay. Back to us. Breaking news.
Yeah,
but people
yeah.
in the LAFMS are
always
popping up
yeah.
doing stuff. Solid Eye or Dinosaurs with Horns
yeah.
or Ace Farron Ford ensembles or the Hanger Quartet, you know. So
it's a constant,
always something.
Yeah, we like that.
And I might as well mention that in the works is a 13 LP LFMS
oh, yeah.
box.
Oh, right.
That the
that.
Box gallery is putting together.
Oh yes, very exciting.
From its sides from every performance that took place in our show at the box in 2012.
Yeah.
It was a January through February, January and February 2012. We did an exhibition and a series of performances for 6 weeks at the box, which was beyond the valley of the lowest form of music.
Yeah, beyond
yeah.
the valley.
Or beneath,
the lowest form of
or beyond,
music.
Yeah.
Beyond or beneath.
Yeah, maybe
anyway,
beneath.
Yeah, so there is, as Joe said, there's the first two sides are the opening kind of spontaneous performance that is very sadly Mike Kelly's last
yeah.
public performance.
Yeah.
He was active in the LAFMS the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And then there was a series of performances every 2 weeks or so, or every week.
Every
or
weekend,
so.
I think.
Yeah.
Almost.
Oh, yeah, every weekend. Yeah. And the one on February 11th was a tribute to Mike because
yeah.
he died during the run of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So that several of the sides are, directly a tribute to Mike Kelly. And we've been just listening to the test pressings. And
oh, that's great.
Yeah. I'm happy
yeah.
to say I'm not just, I'm actually, I was feared it, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, a lot
yeah.
of the groups, it's some of their best performances.
Yeah.
That's great. When will that come out, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it'd be great if it came out before the end of the year, but it's a big project.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a 40-page book.
Wow.
Two posters, 13 sides.
But we are making progress. It is continuing. Tom Rashawn is designing the package right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And it's going to have a lot of pictures in it, and yeah.
Will it include photographs? Your photographs from
yes.
from the exhibition.
Both the exhibition installation photographs
yeah.
plus my photographs of every group I saw perform,
yeah.
and the ones that I was in, other people photographed. And there's a night or two that I couldn't come, and so those are being drawn from videos and whatever. But so there will be representations of every group.
Cool. Well, we look forward to hearing that. Very excited. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be a really nice thing.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so let's listen to Aaron Dillaway's side, Union of the Snakes. It's an 18-minute track on the Sassus Records Volume 1.1.
Oh, we should say if you're interested
yes.
in getting a hold of this,
yes.
go to the Sassus website, which is sassus.org, and you can buy it right there.
You can. And it includes a free download code.
Yeah, that's right.
With your beautifully rendered album art and 180-gram vinyl, you get a nice little digital download that you can put in your pocket, drive around
with. I didn't do my homework, but I think it may be slightly cheaper if you're a SASS member, and you also get a tote bag.
Yeah, the tote bags are really cool, too, yeah. I have to say, as a tote bag collector. Tote bags are totally worth it. And I also recall, I think if you buy a subscription to all four releases, there's some...
Yeah, it's a substantial savings.
Yes.
20% off or something.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact number, but...
Yeah, it's... It's... The individual records are $125, but if you order all four, they're $100 each.
Yeah. So. And I know, dear listeners, that may sound expensive, but this is a beautiful work of art, and it goes to support artists making music in Los Angeles through SASS.
Yeah, I think you'd have to not think... I mean, it's great recordings, but you have to not think of it so much as a record as you're getting a print, fine arts print by a very
established...
Established artist, and it's a small edition, really.
Well, I think... I mean, I...
And there's... the idea is that there's some handwork on each one, too.
Yeah. Those are all true. But I also think of records as actually being, like, important objects.
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, I mean, I've spent, since I was a teenager, all my money goes to buying records.
Sure. So, but this is not a record that is 2000 made or 5,000.
No, it's a very limited edition.
The point I was making is that if you are not a big time record collector, then you might still want it. If you were a big-time art collector.
Or a small-time art collector. Yeah. Or a small-time record collector.
Right.
You got to start somewhere.
Right.
It should be here with SASS.
You get two for one.
You
get art, a very fine art piece, and a fabulous record.
It's like two mints in one, huh?
That's right.
Two mints in one. Okay. All right, so let's listen to...
Meanwhile, back at Wolf Eyes.
Back at Wolf Eyes. K Chung AM 1630. We have Aaron Dillaway with Union of the Snakes. K Chung. Thank you. That's Aaron Dillaway there in the background for us. Such a great.
That is fantastic.
Great side. He's like, I can see why he picked Extended Organ to be the B side.
There seems to be an affinity.
Yeah. Affinity. One man band and then a five person group. And
he does more than five of us.
Yeah.
You know, rolled up in one.
I wonder if he like goes and puts himself in like a bathroom and does vocals and then comes back out and does other parts. But as we quickly wrap this up, because the next show is coming up, tell us. So I was really interested in how Extended Organ started.
Well,
when?
I guess somewhere around 1991, 1992, I was working with Paul a lot. Doing photography for him, helping him make artworks. And by shooting some of his stuff. And then he had this show, and we had a discussion at that show where we decided that we should at some point collaborate on a sound project.
Yeah.
So I mulled that over in my head for a year or so, and then I got Joe over, and we started playing as a duo together. And when I felt that was kind of happening, then we called up Tom and asked him to join us.
Okay.
So Tom came in and joined us. And then we got that kind of whole substrate really locked in. So it was like we were feeling like a unit. Then we asked Paul to join the group. And then that seemed to click right away. We started playing at Tom's house. And Joe came up with a concept for the name, which is not as many people's filthy minds.
What?
Derived as the origin. So what's the origin, Joe?
Well, there was a 70s LP called A Second Wind for Organ, and there was another 70s LP called Extended Voices, and for some reason it mutated in my mind, so I thought the organ LP was Extended Organ, and
but there was a great name for a band.
Yeah, and then later on I found out I was in error, and but yeah, it turned out to be a good band name.
So yeah, then we played a show at Glaxa, yeah, in 1995, I believe, and it was a really solid show, and Mike was there, and Mike completely pitched a fit afterwards, had a complete attack, screaming at us. We never let him, that we were a bunch of snobs, LAFMS, and well, you know, he always wanted to play with us, but we were too snobby, and we were like, we just, you know, we're just lazy, and we had no idea, you know. So eventually we got a gig in Norway to play at the top of the Oslo Opera House, a club on the roof called Stratos.
Yeah.
So Extended Organ, it was part of the Oslo Rock Festival, Extended Organ got invited to play. So we piggybacked Sod and Soddy Sock, which was Paul and Mike doing a duo thing, onto that gig. So Extended Organ played, and then Extended Organ was done, and Sod and Soddy started their set with Extended Organ being the backing band. So that was kind of the first gig with Mike and the band. That was 1996, but he didn't really officially become part of the band until like 2000.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
And that's kind of, and then later Alex joined, as I said, in 2010, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Thank you. Thank you both for being here tonight. This was really great.
Yeah, it was fun. Gabby. Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome back anytime. Bring all those records.
Okie dokie.
We'll gab some more.
All right.
With Gabby.
Gabbing with Gabby.
Gabbing with Gabby here at K-Chung Radio.
Right on.
Right on. Here's some more Joe and Joe.